All right, baby, here we go. 1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3. Welcome to our pre-show. This is a second that we've started the pre-show. It went on for a really good time, and then the air conditioner kicked on. And I realized that we had to wait so fucking long for the air conditioner to turn off that we... But I'm very happy with the camera today. It's perfect. I went behind the thing, and I made the camera go up, and now the thing, it's not cutting my head off, and we're right in the middle of the thing. It's great. Yeah, I know you don't know what I'm talking about, but trust me. Also, let's work the mic closer, Phil. Don't necessarily turn no pot up, see? What you do is you put your lips, you know, closer to the mic. Well, you're making it sound like it's my dick. No, yeah, to the microphone. I didn't say that. God damn, you sound a little bit effeminate there. I didn't say that. Today was a great day. Got a bunch of mail from California. A lot of it very much expected and wanted and needed, and we got it. Also talked to an agent today. Yes, a theatrical agent. Now, when I say that, I'm just talking about somebody that would represent me for camera work, which I did. And I have a great agent in Los Angeles, Theo Caesar. I love you, Theo. And I have our voiceover agent, our agents, it's SBV. But this would be an agent representing me out here. And I had a great conversation. And I think that's going to happen. And you know what? They shoot all over the Southeast. I mean, they're shooting in Alabama, Tampa, Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, Southeast Georgia. So there's stuff happening, and it was a really cool conversation I had. Now the thing of it is you can be a local hire, or if you're a local hire, that means you get your ass to the shoot, your own transportation, and you're basically you accommodate yourself. You know, you're not like, they're not bringing you in from Hollywood and paying your way and all that good shit, which is fine with me. I don't care, because I don't see myself as a fucking movie star or a TV star. I see myself as a journeyman actor, just a character actor. That's what I want to do. You know, I want to get as much experience as I possibly can. I know that at this point in my life, it's like, I'm starting an acting career much, much later than most people do. I don't give a flying fuck, I mean, doing what I do on the radio has pretty much been in its own way an acting career, So... trying to kind of stick that in front of a camera is what I'm kind of trying to do, is I want to stick that right in front of a camera and have a guy go, yeah. So, Frank, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting to come on to, I'm waiting for Phil Henry. Is that?
This is me, Frank.
All right. I'm just listening to you. Yada, da, yada, da, 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 da. You talk about, did you talk to an agent today?
Yes, I did.
What did it say to you?
It's none of your business right now.
What an asshole, man.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jackie and I are, maybe not tomorrow night, but Jackie got one of these little things, these wagons you pull on the beach, and in it you can put food and booze. Her son gave that to her for her birthday, so we're going to try it out this weekend. Because I got an ocean right behind us here, and it's the Atlantic Ocean is actually kind of a cool thing. It's warm, and I got to tell you, I was very stunned to see the waves are actually maybe not competitive with California in terms of frequency, but I saw like 1 to 2 foot waves out there. I am not shitting you, and steady kind of sets of them. I'm a body surfer. I don't know the lingo, but the sets and everything, but. The waves were definitely, we used to joke when we came to Florida 50 years ago from California, we joked about how flat the ocean was here. Not anymore. Why? Climate fucking change, motherfuckers. Okay? Climate change has come to Florida and it's made the fucking surf better. All right. All right. So we're going to have, this is going to be called Legal Time with Frank Gray. He's going to be talking about Tabitha Tabatha, this is the waitress that Ted Bell fired, and then he's going to get into, is Superman an immigrant? And I didn't make that up. That's the conversation that's happening today. Right, Margaret? God, it sounded like you were stroking out, Phil. You went, yeah, Margaret. No, I didn't do that. All right, ready, set, and a 1, 2, 3.